All right, and we're back with another one. We want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour radio show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and my co-host, which is Sister Harvey. If you're new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button and hit that notification bell so that you can be notified when we drop these breaking news stories. As well as if you want to financially support this ministry, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio, F-U-N-D. And what do we have first and foremost in the news today, Sister Harvey?
Gone Girl after Lisa Bond. She dies 10 days after the hit and run. As you had predicted, Pastor, when we did the story of the incident of the hit and run.
Exactly. Didn't we do this actress before? We did this actress before, and I said the numbers lined up that she will not make it. I said, I don't wish death on nobody, so I wish she would pull through, but I said I wouldn't be too surprised if she don't make it, because the numbers line up to be a sacrifice. And I never heard of somebody getting killed by getting hit by a scooter. That's unheard of right there. I don't care how old you are. You know what I'm saying? You'll survive a scooter crash. You know what I'm saying? You can survive a scooter crash.
Now, get hit and break a hip. Break a hip, break your arm, but getting killed, come on.
Exactly. We're talking about a scooter here. I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not. It's not like you landed on the hood of the scooter. The scooter don't have a hood.
Right. And then he got caught, remember?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The least thing that'll happen to you on a scooter is if, you know what I'm saying, the scooter run into you and trip you and you fell over on the ground. Now I can see if the scooter hit you and you fell onto the ground and another car came behind it and ran you over. I can see that. But you getting killed on a scooter? Come on. They killed this woman in the hospital.
You know.
But go ahead.
It was that time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The actor Barnes has died 10 days after being injured in the hit and run incident in New York City. Gone Girl actor Lisa Barnes died 10 days.
Lisa who? Lisa, what's her? Lisa who?
Lisa Bonds.
B-O-N-S.
B-A-N.
Oh, Bands. 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 Lisa.
Oh, I keep thinking I see a Harvard. I'm sorry. Bangs. I'm sorry.
So it's B-A-N. B-A-N-S?
Lisa Bangs.
Oh, B-A-I-N-S.
It's B-A-N-E-S.
Oh, E-S. Bands. Okay, Bands.
Bands?
Yeah, okay, Bands.
B-A-N is Bands. E-S, okay. Bands.
So it's Lisa Bands, okay. And 10 days.
A-N-I-N would be Bang, because that would be like pain.
Yeah.
It's B-A-N, Bands, E-S. Mm. Just put the B-A-N-E is Bands. And
then
S, Bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 10 days.
They may have pronounced it a different way, so you might be right.
And they made it, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I'm saying, she died exactly 10 days after the accident. Because 10 is completion.
Yeah, that was, it did show the date.
Mm-hmm.
So I can count them days up to the date. But today
is 15,
correct?
Yes, today is 15. Mm-hmm.
I believe it's June the,
because
try June the 4th. Yeah, because you come up with. I think you got the incident on June the 4th, I think. But okay. I read the story before you called me.
Yeah, because 10 is completion. So,
say that again?
I said 10 is completion. So they completed the sacrifice and they killed this girl.
For 10 days. Okay.
And now that she's dead, She's known for being on Gone Girl. So that is who she signed to. That franchise she signed to. So the franchise owner, the director or producer or the president of the Gone Girls franchise is receiving a big ass insurance check from her death. Life insurance.
They got an age too.
They got a what?
Her age.
Oh, how old? Yeah, her age was like 56, something like that, right? Or 57?
No, they got 65-year-old bangs.
Yeah, 65.
65.
Yeah, 65. I said 56 because in reverse, 65 is 56. When you're dealing with numerology, you know what I'm saying, it's forward and backwards. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, the elites read it from right to left, not left to right. So when you said 65 and I said 56, 56 represents ritual sacrifice as of a company. So the company of Gone Girls is going to receive a, I wonder how much that insurance check that they took out when she first signed that contract. However much that insurance check was for, what, I don't know, $100 million, you know what I'm saying, $75,000, $85,000, somebody got a big insurance check from this woman, as well as she was a sacrifice for the franchise. I won't be too surprised if they remake the franchise now that they got money for the financing for the production.
Right.
Because I don't think Gone Girls is still on TV. Is Gone Girls still on TV?
No, I haven't seen it because I never watched it, really. I've changed into it a couple of times.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, and also it says a 65-year-old Baines, who was struck by a scooter or motorcycle while crossing the street on June 4th, died Monday at Mount Sinai Morningside Hospital. A police department spokesman said, Gangs appeared in numerous television shows and movies, including Gone Girl in 2014 and Cocktail with Tom Cruise in 1988. On television, she had roles on Nashville, Madam Secretary, Masters of Sex, and NCIS. She acted on stage regularly, including Broadway appearances in the Neil Simpson play Rumors in 1988, in the musical High Society in 1998, and then the Noel Coward play Presents Laughter in 2010. Her manager, David Williams, said Barnes was hit as she was crossing Amsterdam Avenue on the way to visit the Julier School, her alma mater. Barnes lived in Los Angeles and was married to Catherine Craneholm, and contribution reporter for the Center of Public Integrity. Friends and colleagues moaned about Baines on Tuesday on Twitter. Just busted. Singer Jill Sober tweeted, Lisa Bone was magnificent. He was magnificent, hilarious, big-hearted, always helped me through the hard times. He was so beloved by so many. Actress Zach McFarlane said he was deeply saddened at the death of Barnes, whom he worked with on TV series The Orville. Her stage presence, magnetized skills, and talents were matched only by her unwavering kindness and graciousness towards all of us, McFarlane tweeted. Police have made no arrests. And that's the end of that report, Pastor.
And it said police has made no arrest.
No arrest.
You know, I won't be too...
All the time, they still in court.
I won't be too surprised if it be, because you know when Nicki Minaj sacrificed her daddy due to a hit and run. For a minute, you know what I'm saying, the suspect who hit Nicki Minaj's father could not be found. But like a week later, after Nicki Minaj's father was pronounced dead, a week later, they found the hit and run driver. So I won't be too surprised.
But didn't they have cameras on the traffic lights? I'm quite sure she was crossing with a light, or was she crossing in the middle of the street?
No, she was probably crossing at the light. Like I said, I won't be too surprised if later on down the line, or like a week or two later, a week or two later, they're going to drag out the old dried up hit and run driver of the scooter. But you got to be embarrassed. You suffered all through life. You suffered getting sodomized, because you best believe she got sodomized. She suffered that. She suffered being a lesbian, because you best believe she was a lesbian.
That's right. She married to that woman.
Exactly. So, and that's suffering. You know what I'm saying? For you to be a woman and for you to be married to another woman, you are suffering. You are suffering in your body. Your body is screaming out, no, no, I do not want no more vagina. I want a man. That is
we
what you're...
The other night, Lord does not play.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Time I will punish you.
You got that right. Mm. You know what I'm saying? She's suffering.
She played out today. The scriptures from last night is being played. It's already written, so all of it's coming to pass. He said, even after these things, he gonna still punish you seven times again and again. Why don't people get that part?
Yeah, he ain't playing. He's not. He is not playing.
He's not.
You know.
That's why all this stuff is going on. And then I heard you mention on the early show about the vaccines. And you caught me off guard when I soon as you said what you said, I went right in the bathroom, looked at my air freshener, because you made me do it right. You was like, you know the ingredients got the coronavirus. Look at the air freshener. All the time we've been spraying, freshening up the house. We just up here breathing stuff. I went and grabbed that air freshener. I ain't see it on there. I looked at the ingredients, not in that one. So now I'm going to just start looking at ingredients. And when I do buy anything for the house being naturally fresh, I'm trying to go with real natural stuff and not the stuff they had out for years. Because I don't trust it.
Yeah, the best thing to do is to go...
They don't have none of that stuff in it. No. The
best thing to do is just to go to one of your smoke shops and get some scented incense.
Okay.
That's natural. You can't get no natural
other
than that. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
You can't get no natural other than that. But it's the aerosol cans that has that. When you look at the ingredients, it says coronavirus.
Everything got something in it. If you think about it, everything.
You know what I'm saying? And we just are spraying it, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not knowing
like,
that.
I haven't looked at the Febreze, because I do have this Febreze spray. And I'm going to take I got a magnifying glass, so I'm going to look at all the ingredients on it, because I'd rather have a natural. But I'm going to give you some incense. It's been decades since I had incense. I stopped using them because, you know, my kids were little at the time. And I just started burning them in the house. I said, they might knock them down, it might catch them. You know, I never did that all candy when they were little. I never, you know.
Yeah, I get my incense from this store called Sonny's Discount. You know what I'm saying? Every month I get a big bag. The big bag costs, I think, is like $15, and you get like
What you think about the scented candles?
That's good too. That's good too.
I like scented candles. I'm not gonna light up a candle and do a ritual. I just wanna, you know, I'm gonna light it and let it just freshen up the house.
That's good too. Either the candles or the incense. Those are natural ways.
Yes. Spray's gotta go.
But you know what I'm saying? All of that spray and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Those
like
are
I ran right in the bathroom. I said, oh Lord, what did he just say? Let me go ahead and look at this spray. And that's when I was reading the ingredients on one of the cans. Mm-hmm. Also, you got to watch out for everything. And you're right. Why would y'all stick all these, give everybody, why do you need to get a vaccine shot when you still going to catch the coronavirus? It don't even make sense.
Yeah, they, that's what they said. They said over 100, I think, no, was it 10,000? I think it's 10,000, over 10,000 people after getting vaccinated.
They fully vaccinated. They done had all the shots, mm-hmm. but yet, they still can catch it.
Because it's not
if
the...
If they can catch it, then that means you can still give it, right?
Yeah, it's because it's not... What? Because it has nothing to do with the vaccine. It has everything to do with what they're giving you. It's something that is something.
I haven't gotten it to this day. Thank you, Pastor. Mm-hmm. I have not gotten it. Yeah. My doctor left me alone. She ain't bugging me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't gotten that shot yet, and I've been fine.
But you know what I'm saying? These lesbians is going to learn. You know what I'm saying? They are, you know what I'm saying? They think it's all cool. It's their body is really crying out for help.
Yes, it is. You know what I'm saying?
Just because you was molested as a child or you was raped, don't mean you turn gay. You know what I'm saying? It's not the end of the world, you rape victims. It's not.
Huh? Okay. There's no excuse for that.
Exactly.
A lot of people in Hollywood been molested, mm-hmm. and now they're celebrities.
Yeah.
And most of them, and all of them probably, you know, they have been through what they've been through.
Yeah, it's not the end. It's not the end of the world, you homos. It's not the end of the world. Just because your daddy was not there for you, you know what I'm saying, and didn't get you that big wheel when you was younger, don't make yourself turn gay. It's not the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? Just because you committed a crime by stealing that piece of bubble gum out the store and they sentenced you to 5 years in prison, don't make you to come out to be a full-fledged homo.
Yeah, that don't even make sense.
You know what I'm saying? Hell, look at me. I spent 4 years inside the P now. You don't see me coming out switching. You don't see me, you know what I'm saying, turned out. You know what I'm saying? Because before that happened, I will ride a kite on myself and say, CO, come here. Pow! Smack that seal right in the mouth. Now bring me to the hole.
No, that's wrong. But the Most High is not playing. Exactly. Like you said today earlier,
uh-huh.
and you keep saying it, it's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then they get ready to celebrate the Juneteenth. And I thought about all the lessons I learned from you. I said, these people are stupid. They really think celebrating Juneteenth means the end of slavery? Are y'all stupid? We still in bondage. Ain't no.
Oh, that's what they believe?
That's what they got on TV and said early today on the news. It's about ending. This is the end of slavery. That's what the Juneteenth celebration is about. It's going to be going on across the world with the LGBT and all of that. You know?
Really?
Okay.
We got to do a podcast on that.
Oh, yeah, they ready to get started. I'm waiting on it, so it's going to come up on my phone, then I'm going to pull it, okay?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it was some Juneteenth.
Actually,
I thought it was...
It's today. I guess it's going to occur the whole weekend, but the actual date is today, June the 15th.
Oh.
Yeah. The Juneteenth celebration. It's going to be going down this weekend, because, you know, Father's Day is supposed to be, what, Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday or Sunday. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's what they barking up. That's what's going on across the news now. They're getting ready for the celebration, but the meaning behind it, talking about the end of slavery. When I seen that, I was like, these people are really sweet.
Yeah, we are really still slaves.
We are in bondage. This ain't no freedom. We get that from as the Messiah come back, Christ.
Yes.
Oh my God, these people is lost. And they following it. Just saying.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know.
Not to mention that.
Yes.
They had another man shooting in Chicago.
I sent you. Oh, man. I was supposed to send you that. I didn't send you that news report?
No, but I can pull it. It's probably in my news feed. I'll pull it.
Yeah, I thought I sent you that. Okay, we're gonna jump on that one next.
Wait a minute. I think you did. When we get off of this one, I'm gonna look. When we finish this, I'm gonna go look scroll back. You might have did send it to me.
Yeah, because it says four people.
Yes.
Was
another okay. Mass shooting.
Yeah,
but
in Chicago.
Gertrude Stuckey, she sent the excuse me the message to me this morning.
Okay.
I seen it from her first. She saw it and she sent it to me. It was not sent to me. It was just on her thing. And then
okay.
I said, oh, so that should be. I said that should be coming up on my news feed. But when we get off of this, I'm gonna stroll with all the stories you already sent. It might be in there, but if not, I can still pull it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
making
the news.
Yeah, so we're gonna jump on that one next. We're definitely gonna jump on that one. So let me go ahead and close out this. We want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast, where you get the truth, the news. You don't need to go nowhere else. You don't need to go to CNN. You don't need to go to Fox News. You need to stay right here. And hit that follow button so that you can stay updated. You know what I'm saying? Hit that notification bell. Hit that share button. With your host, Pastor Michael Smith. And my co-host is Sister Harvey. And like I said, don't forget, if you want to financially support this ministry, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's F-U-N-D. That's Illuminati Radio F-U-N-D. And also, if you want to join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group, you can do so by sending me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook, and I'll add you to the group. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you all.